second Adam brings paradise. 1 Corinthians 15:47 says the first Adam was earthy, the second Adam is heavenly. 1 Corinthians 15:48 and 49, the first creation is in the likeness of God, and the new creation will also be in the likeness of God. All kinds of salvation analogies are drawn not only out of the parallels between Christ and a fallen Adam, but between Christ and an innocent Adam. But perhaps the richest analogy between redemption and creation is in 2 Corinthians 4, and I want you to look at that, and this is where we'll kind of tie our thoughts together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness. I will stop right there. What's that referring to? What's it referring to? Creation. God said, let there be light. And so Paul sees in the original creation of light a picture, an analogy of the light of salvation. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness. Do I need to remind you about that? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1, but verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and what? Darkness was over the face of the deep. It was formless. It was lifeless. It was empty. It was a void of darkness until God said, let there be light. And the rest of the verse. It is that God who spoke light into the primeval darkness, who is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Folks, God creating light in the midst of the darkness by His sovereign instantaneous power is a picture of what He does in the darkness of the sinner's heart. If you introduce some convoluted concept of evolution into the book of Genesis, you tamper with the sovereign, divine, instantaneous miracle of God who gives light to a dark universe as parallel to God who gives light in an instant to a dark heart. Jonathan Edwards saw this here and pursued the idea